Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 234 of Coolin' Out Podcast. We are back.
It is Kev.
And it is Rev. What's up, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Apologies for the delay, you know, but life happens. But with that being said, we hope to get more back on a more consistent basis. With that being said, I am good. I'm good, man. Just got some time off ahead of me. Looking forward to our buddy's event. So, you know, work piles up, but
yeah,
that's work. Personal life is great. You're back. Me and the lady are good. Yeah, just had a great weekend catching up with friends. I mean, we have events planned for the summer, things to look forward to. I mean, I can't really. It's going to be 80. It's going to be a summer day in the city tomorrow. So I'm good, man. I can't complain.
You know what the old heads say, can't call it. I can't call it. That's what that sounds like.
I remember when it was dark at 5 and the winds were howling. And my heat wasn't working. So I'm cool. I'm chilling, man, all things considering.
Good, man. Good.
How about yourself, Playboy?
I'm beautiful. Life is good. So just full disclosure, we took a little break because I was in transit, my life, trying to relocate from Charlotte back to New York. So finally made it back up here. Still not fully settled in. Then my office. Plan to eventually flip this so that this hole is behind me. Flip the setup this way. But nah, man, I'm good. I mean, like you said, we, you know, got a chance to catch up this weekend. So it was good to see you, obviously. Good to see a bunch of our friends and just catch up with folks. I just got finished today coming and seeing one of our other friends, Carl, out in Jersey. So it was good to go check up on him. It just feels good to be back, man. I missed this energy. Just miss the city as a whole, Brooklyn specifically.
Yeah,
walking around my new hood, been inspired to say the least. it's just been beautiful. And as you said, we got some things in the works, some events coming up. One, you know, this week for one of our boys for his birthday, and we got another event coming. At the end of next month, we're looking forward to. Trying to, you know, lock that in, get those details. So, I mean, it's just a lot to look forward to. And this episode going to drop on Thursday. But if y'all in New York, y'all already know Wednesday is going to be a beautiful day. 82. I keep seeing 82 to 86 range. So, I mean, I got, 2.5 more weeks before I have to go back to work. So, I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm sure you're going to enjoy it, too, because, you know, you have Thursday and Friday off because we're going out of town a bit, but it's just been fun, man. Like I'm a little in limbo. I was telling you off wax. Like I got a glass of wine here, a cup of coffee, and a cup of water. I don't know how I feel. I'm just all over the place. I'm going through the motions, but I mean, I'm happy, man. It just feels good to be back, and like the little things, the simple things, I'm really taking joy in. So it's been right. Good.
Yeah, and take it from me. Enjoy your time off. Soak it all in. Enjoy it all. Enjoy it. Not having to report to a soul. You have your complete day. Just enjoy it, man. It's a blessing.
I can only imagine. I'm sure once I actually start working, things are going to go crazy on me. Because they wanted me to start like 2 weeks ago. And I was like really avid about having a full month off in between jobs. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they like that. But, so I'm sure they got some stuff waiting for me when I get back. I'm living like a homeless man. I ain't shaved in about a month, People tell me they don't recognize me. Cool.
Yeah, you on vacation.
That's how I live. As long as the flies don't start circling my head.
There you go.
Once those come, it's back to the season. That boy going all down. A military rail cut. Just take it all off. Yeah, man. I mean, that shit, I've been good, man. It's been good to... It's everything, man. And waiting for this weather to break, though. Like, tomorrow's going to be a tease. But when that weather actually hits the 82s, fuck that. When it hits 75 consistently.
Yeah.
Hit our favorite spot in Greenpoint.
Yeah.
A couple spots I get. Yeah. And because the city, we discussed this, but, the city looks so different now. Half the city is shut down. Like, there's, a lot of, commercial retail space that's just open. So, there's going to be new bars and new spots and new restaurants and new just culture everywhere.
Yeah.
So there's no
streets.
There's no real picture right now of what the city is going to look like. So I think that's going to make it even more beautiful. It's going to be people just creating things and finding new waves or something. That shit is going to be I really can't wait.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun ahead.
I can't wait. It's like right there too. So, man, tomorrow's tomorrow. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll talk off wax about the plans. I don't even know.
Yeah. We'll
and now see. I know. So first I thought we had to leave.
Early
in the morning. I don't know why I thought I was about to drive at 10 o'clock in the morning.
I kind of wondered that too, but no, we got clarification. So.
Nah, don't.
Okay. Nah.
Take a shower and I'll be good to go.
Afternoonish, we good.
All right. Maybe there's a three. Yes, sir. I'll be there. But nah, it should be good, man. It should be fun. What else, man? I think that's.
Yeah. Since really? Then, I mean, yeah. I don't really care about the NFL draft, so
not really my thing. It's coming up soon though, right?
Yeah, it starts this Thursday. I'm more intrigued to read stuff after the fact. When I don't really care to see where players are. I want to see when players actually land on teams, and I can get read a real clear evaluation. Yeah, Thursday to when's the first Sunday? Either Sunday or Saturday. I forgot how many. Multi-days.
No one cares about
we in the minority. No, mad people. Oh, you're right. No, nobody cares after day one. You're right. Yeah, my bad. You're right.
I mean,
I don't know. These NFL fanatics.
Gun hope for your team.
Yeah, that's true.
Only thing I care about the draft is to see, where these five quarterbacks go. I think there's, a consensus that Trevor Lawrence is going to go number one. But then they got Justin Fields, the kid from Ohio State. He was projected to be number two. But then, Zach Wilson has leaped him. So has Mac Jones from Alabama. And you got this, kid, Trey Lance, who's just, an oddball out. But, people really think he is going to be projected, to be up there. But he played, 1 year at North Dakota State, which is where Carson Wentz went.
Yeah.
So that's, the only thing I really care about is to see, where these, where the quarterbacks go specifically.
No, with you. I want to see who gets Kyle Pitts. I'm not an expert, but I watch all these damn morning shows and I read how hype he is and how generational talent. So I'm interested in stuff like that. But I want to see after the fact. I don't really care about prior. I'm not really that.
I am interested to watch it, but I think I'm interested to watch it because Thursday we're going to be, all together. I think that's more... with the TV screen on, but the sound off.
Definitely.
I'll read the words as they come across the screen. That's my level of.
I'm with you.
excitement over it. But it's like, I want to see it when it happens, but I just don't care to, like, I don't need to have to hear it. And, you know, my full attention needs to be there. It'd be like 2% of my attention to be there. 98% would be with whatever's going on within the group.
Right, right. Yeah.
You know, I don't ask too much.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
But, man, yeah, that's cool. That's all we got for the passion. That's all we got. Passion done.
We can touch on next week when anything.
When something actually happens.
Yeah, exactly.
And also the problem with the draft is that it's so damn far from when the next season is.
Yes, like, yes. It's like, holy shit.
Preseason is not till August. Bam. I got so much going on in my life before then, I just can't care.
Yeah, you're talking about 4 months for these players. That's crazy.
No, I don't care.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
I tried.
Matthew Stafford, it's like he got traded to the Rams like
forever ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago now. That's so funny.
That was like in January or February.
Yeah.
February, right? It was right after the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, you got traded to a team you ain't gonna see you for 7 months.
Yeah. Well, LA definitely won't see me. If I was in, I'm definitely, I've been moved.
Come on. 7 months?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
I mean, he moved. He's been in LA since February. That's not even a question.
Yeah.
From Detroit?
No
offense. I feel like we always shit on Detroit on this podcast, but like.
Yeah, no offense.
From Detroit
to the Motor City.
It's a wrap. I'll be gone. As soon as I got traded, I leave my house, all my possessions there.
I agree.
It out.
Yep.
It's
LA, yeah.
What you want me to do?
It's LA.
What you want me to do?
Yeah, this was a hard winter.
Yo, he'd be in LA making his Instagram goodbye to Detroit. Be in LA already laid out in the sun on Venice Beach. It's been a great time, Detroit. Thank you so much for believing in me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
But enough of that. We got the NBA plan coming in soon, man. Like, all these games, I just cannot. I'm done. I'm tapped out on the regular season.
I pretty much am, too, yes. If we could just start to the plan, I would now, because I want to see what the seedings. But there are some important games that are still going to be, like, the Warriors and the Mavs. Well, not in the grand scheme of things. For seeding, yes. But, like, you got the Mavs and the Warriors tonight. You know, the Warriors play the Grizzlies before the end of the season. There are games, but I fully agree. We could just get to the play-in now. And this is 72. This ain't even the traditional 82, which they will go back to. I don't want them to ever go back.
They're going to regret that. You know, a couple years ago, I was against that.
Mm-hmm.
Against them shortening the regular season. But my attention span is getting so short now.
Yeah, I'm ready now.
But it's also the players' fault, though. Like, granted, if you're not going to play, I don't want to see it.
That's another thing, though, that has to be factored. And every single night, someone's either sick, Ben Simmons, or injured. LeBron, Embiid, Kawhi, Paul George, it doesn't even. Someone's injured or out. Donovan Mitchell, just off the top now. Dame Lillard just came back from a hamstring. Jamal Murray gone for the season. That's just all off the top, and I'm missing a bunch. It's
from
like
LeBron's still out. AD just came back.
Mm-hmm.
Did you mention Embiid? He's been gone in and out. Mm-hmm. KD's been in and out.
Yeah, Harden is still out. You look at that.
Like, it's a lot.
You can make a team that would smoke the league just off injured players. Come on. I'm with you. So it's like,
It's not even talking about like Klay Thompson still being out and those other people, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, the real flashes right now, I'm just looking forward to the play-in. Bron's coming back eventually. AD just came back, so these teams are kind of have to start rounding into shape. Like Milwaukee just played Philly, and they had like a playoff intensity to the fact even Giannis was like, you know, we gearing up because, you know, this might be a team we see in the playoffs. So the contending teams know you got to, especially this year with the injuries, you got to really start rounding into shape, so. That's exciting, at least. The thing with I was looking at the standings, and I guess you want to just jump around. I guess we could. The Lakers seem like the 4-5 is pretty much the limit for them. They're at 5.
Like their ceiling?
Yeah, because they're 6 games out from the third seed. Denver's in the fourth. So it seems like pretty much they locked in for a first round matchup with Denver. Them losing to the Mavs hurt on Saturday.
I love it. I hope they get it.
But them winning last night and the Mavs losing really helped. So that would be nice. You know, actually, no, let's do the play-in.
Lock in with Denver, that'd be perfect for them.
That'd be great. I mean,
yeah, that'd be phenomenal for them.
It's the best matchup outside of the one of the two. Oh, yeah, no offense, Jazz or Suns. Actually, that's tremendous. Yeah.
That'd be phenomenal.
They beat Denver. They get the Jazz. Well, I assume would be the 8 seed. They get the Jazz at the 8 seed.
And then you meet probably the Clippers in the Western Conference Finals.
The Clippers are the – yeah, you meet the Clippers, yeah.
Yeah. Relax.
Kid. I like that road, too. I like that. Look, man. I like that road.
But you – I can't. You said the Clippers or the Suns?
Look. I'm just
– You almost uttered it.
I'm trying to give respect. Beta seconds. The Suns been a top 3 seed in the West.
Jazz are the first seed.
No, I'm in the conference. I already said we zooming past. It's just – I don't know if the Clippers definitely beating the Suns. I assume they are. I don't know those teams like that.
Wow.
That's none of my business.
Mm. You don't scout the Clippers no more?
Kawhi never plays. He's had a foot injury forever.
That's a fact. That's a
Paul
fact.
George got a hurt toe.
Paul George.
That he toughened out. Rondo injured. Beverly's out. To the point, Reggie Jackson, the starting point, got out. Serge Ibaka out with a bad back. They riddled. We assume they'll all be back for the playoffs, but these injuries are no joke this year. So, but no, they should be the Suns.
That's true.
They should be the Suns. I like their road. Yeah. So y'all stay there. Just come back soon.
So the play-in right now. Ooh,
on the West.
I'm excited about one. Yeah. West. I'm excited about one of these matchups. The other one, I won't watch a single game. Right now, because it's 7 versus 10, right?
No. It's 7 versus 8.
And then 8 versus 9 versus 10.
And then 9 versus 10, and then the loser of 7-8 would face the winner of 9-10. Oh, he crazy of 9-10. I got actually doing a joint. That. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we conducting business. Yeah.
Yeah, it should just be.
I'll text him if need be. Yeah. Anywho. No, yeah, the rules. So we can use teams. So Portland will face Memphis. Portland wins, they're in at the 7. But because Memphis has the 8, they'll face the winner of San Antonio Golden State, which is hopefully Golden State. So then Memphis will play Golden State if Golden State won. And then the winner of that gets the 8 seed.
Ah.
So the luxury is if you're actually in the playoffs as is, you only need one shot to get in. But then the concession is you got another chance if you don't get that first shot is the concession. If you're one of the first 2 seeds, does that make sense?
So right now, how do you see it working out? I see Portland beating Memphis.
I see, Dame ain't really been himself, but I still am not betting against him. I see Portland beating Memphis. I see
Golden State.
I hope. Running through the Spurs. I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, you can't go against Pop. Yeah,
you can't go, especially when you just have the game plan for Steph.
Oh my god! And they'll probably just slow the game Oh my god, it'd be disgusting to watch.
It's one shot and out too. I mean, actually, and these could fluctuate though. They're like a game and a half from the 7, so those could fluctuate. But yeah, I see. Ooh, wow, damn. Now, I see Portland and Golden State. That's what I want. That's what I hope, man.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Then Utah. I mean, Portland, Golden State. If Golden State ended with the AC. Utah. I need that.
And then Suns, Portland. Yeah, you got some bona fide superstar against the Jazz.
I need that. I need Steph to come through and pull that off for us.
I need that.
Because you know that Brown will come. You know Brown will come through with the hammer after.
Oh my goodness. Should get gruesome.
Yeah.
Be a good warm up for them regardless.
Yeah.
Utah.
Steph come through against the Jazz though? I'm watching every single game. That would be crazy.
Yeah.
Every single
and
game.
Dame against the Suns. I like Luka versus the Clippers.
And then first round.
Denver Lakers. I like those. I hope.
Yeah.
Those are promising.
Ugh. Let's scroll to the East. You love the East, Kev. Brooklyn born and raised.
Let's keep Chicago and Toronto out of this. Or maybe Chicago can take Indiana. I don't know. I'm trying to see what
I would prefer Chicago over Indiana because they got Zach LaVine and
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Nikola.
Yeah, Vucevic.
Nikola V.
and only dude on Indiana is a bonus. And Brogdon.
Yeah, and he been out? I haven't seen him play.
He's hurt.
See? Another injury.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but the standing's so close, Boston could fall into the play-in. Like last week, it was the Knicks and Boston in the play-in, but we're not trash like Boston, so.
Boston's so finicky. I hate watching them play.
No, I don't want them. As is, yeah, I want Miami to make it in Washington. I want Washington.
Right now.
I want the Nets to get Washington. Big hater.
That would be beautiful.
Big hater.
Because, you know, Russ going to give it his all. They're going to win. But Russell will give it his all.
The way they've been playing. What are they, like 8 or 9 straight now?
It was just insane. No, they lost yesterday. They lost yesterday.
Oh, yeah. They did lose. But yeah, you're right. And even then.
I'm in the playoffs. Remember, we didn't even going to make it.
Yeah. We had to burn our initial take.
It was looking bleak out there.
Yeah. 50 wins. Definite playoff seed. Yeah. Top 5 seed. No matter who their teammates are.
God.
Finally, Russ look healthy, so.
Yeah, I think, either he healthy or he on roids. Something. Something changed. Something changed about him. But whatever it was, it changed quickly.
Yeah. He's back in the shape now. I don't know how long these seedings to play out.
I want this 4-5 to stay right there. I like that too.
I like that for our Knicks. That is quite doable.
Second round, here we come.
That is quite doable.
I like that for us.
I mean, yeah. Especially the run we've been on before Christopher Paul.
Yeah, I mean, we had no answer for him.
No.
He had to make up for it. because Brooklyn just beat their heads in. So
that is true. Yeah,
took it out on the Knicks.
I like the four. Yeah. Milwaukee. I'm just not. Give me Milwaukee, Miami. Boston?
That's NBA TV status.
We might need Boston to fall to the plane so they could just get out. They don't make the playoffs.
That's a fact.
I'll take Charlotte and Washington. Ain't LaMelo coming back? Is Hayward out for the season or are he coming back?
I have no clue. I didn't even know he was injured until I watched the game the other day and he wasn't playing.
Now, I saw LaMelo got cleared.
He's been practicing. But I don't know if he got cleared for...
Said he's pushing a comeback. LaMelo?
No, fam, relax.
Gordon Hayward?
Where's this news? I don't see any news about him on the NBA yet.
LaMelo, Hayward, Monk, they all coming back.
When's Hayward coming back?
I don't know, man.
I see April 27th.
He's coming back?
No, April 27th, it said he's not close to returning to game action.
He will be reevaluating
Gordon Hayward.
He will be back for the playoffs. He got injured beginning of April. Well, I hope. Maybe that's wishful thinking. We'll see. I just want entertainment because, the East, per usual, just doesn't do it, man.
Yeah, let me go back to these standings. We count on Gordon Hayward, fam. We give him a little too much respect.
He started off so strong. Boston, it's more from an entertainment.
Boston got two All-Stars and one former All-Star and are just terrible.
Awful. They tied with the Thunder right now.
Jesus Christ. But you remember when you told me Brad Stevens was the greatest coach?
Okay. All right. You okay? I've never praised anything in Boston. Never praised anything in Boston basketball.
It's looking bleak.
Yeah, let's get him out of here.
Brooklyn, Washington, and then Philly, Miami. That's going to be good. The scary part is I could see Miami upsetting Philly.
Yeah.
That would be scary.
I could too, yeah. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, that would be scary. Then the Brooklyn has no one to stop, though.
They got Milwaukee twice before the end of the season. Hopefully these standings change out a bit.
How close are they? Three and a half behind? All right, cool. That's not too bad.
And Philly's only a game.
Is Embiid playing though again?
Mm-hmm. He's back from injury. Mm. And they got the tiebreaker.
Ben Simmons is out.
No, he was back. He came back last night.
Is Tobias Harris back too?
I believe so. I didn't know he was out.
He was out with that same shit, whatever Ben Simmons had.
Illness?
Yeah, illness, non-COVID related.
Okay. All right. Yeah, he played. They all played last night.
All right.
They washed the Thunder. They beat him by 30.
Oh, shit. They surely did. 31 to be exact.
Meanwhile, the Celtics tied with them right now. Two All-Stars, they said.
And the Thunder tanking. Like actively tanking.
They tank. You want to see the Thunder or the Magic right now?
Bro, they're not even playing Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
This is craziness. But
is he playing tonight? He didn't play. No, he's not playing.
I don't weep for Boston.
Fam, they out here losing to Lou Dort in them.
Say the 30th. Yeah, we got 3 weeks until the play-in. Yeah, I'm ready to just fast forward through these games, though, get these seedings locked in.
Yeah, this is disgusting, babe.
Yes, season end on the 16th. I want to see Bron play a little bit more regular season basketball, and that's about it. See how these seedings fall. That's it. And see how the Lakers looking. What happened?
Timberwolves Rockets playing tonight. Sorry, just caught my. Yeah,
no.
And then I was thinking
Luka
about
versus gonna be, Steph. Luka
yeah,
versus
I know, but
Steph.
I was thinking about Wash who's going to be playing.
Oh, yeah, John Wall out for the season.
Resting. These dudes God bless. Picks, do
God
nothing.
God bless the chill.
God, man.
Is Luca Steph, is that on ESPN tonight or TNT?
I think it's NBA TV. No, I'm lying, it's TNT.
Oh. Okay. I'm about to say they definitely will put
either
that on.
Ratings, though.
All the ratings. We need all that. Damn, Lakers Washington tomorrow. That should be good.
Yeah, I know it'd make it better.
They might what?
Yeah, they might be, yeah. If LeBron Raymond James was playing, but
he ain't coming back.
Yeah, let me look at their schedule. This the end of the month. This is up till Friday. They got Washington and Sacramento. Yeah, okay. He ain't coming back. 1-1.
Yeah, 1-1.
Toronto on Sunday.
They could win that game.
Denver on Monday.
No.
Also, identify when Bron coming back. Monday the 3rd is Denver. Is Bron back by then? Thursday the 6th, we at the Clippers. May 6th, 10 p.m.
You seen the video he just put up?
What was that, earlier this week?
That wasn't...
That's a week and a half.
I don't know if that's supposed to be motivation. Like inspiration for us. The man was running really slow. It was like one of the few times I agree with Skip Bayless or something he said. He was like, he's running 1 mile an hour. He is a hater. But
it's like, come jog with me and we can talk. Shit, this nigga crazy. On live TV, you a grown man, Skip.
But Bron literally was like, if you ever ran suicides before, you're supposed to like hit them things hard when you get to the baseline and turn back. Bron was like, ugh.
Sleep on him if you want, y'all.
I ain't sleeping on him. I'm just saying
sleep
that
on
video,
him if you want, y'all.
I'm not. I'm saying that video did not.
I ain't doing glory, baby boy, like that.
Convey the level of confidence that I think he wanted it to convey in people.
All right. All he said he coming to a city near you. You don't have to care.
Solomon Hill.
I'm sure nobody adjusting their scout report for him, so don't worry about it. He's just another body.
The sixth, I don't think he wants to come back against the Clippers, though.
Well, they're on a back-to-back. The next night, they're at Portland. And at that point...
Now he has to come back. He has to come back by Denver.
Because by Portland, it'll only have 5 games left after that.
Nah, he has to come back by Denver. Making me anxious.
What AD had 2 games and then he was off a minutes restriction. I wonder if LeBron even probably not. I hope he's back by Denver. Or at least, yeah, I mean, just 5 games after being off what five weeks. Yeah, hopefully sometime next week.
LeBron James is
I need that break in. LeBron James active.
Bron, what you doing?
Yeah, I wonder about these injuries, like him, Harden, if it was a playoffs, could they play? That's the only real reason you can really tell the severity. I mean, at this point.
7 hours ago, Frank Vogel said that LeBron remains out indefinitely.
Of course he does. Bron ain't telling when he's coming back yet. Of course he does.
What's he supposed to do? That's right. You're right.
Yeah, I love to see the footage of him trying to rush Bron back.
See, but that's the shit I hate also. Like this, I don't know the severity of any one of these players' injuries. But, like, that shit sucks when it's, like, everyone's just, like, sitting out and you know that's just so that they can, like, ramp up for the playoffs. And it's, like, if that's the case, then let's just start the playoffs. Like, none of this stuff even matters. I don't want to watch none of this stuff if none of these players are playing.
Bron has said repeatedly he don't like rest and playing gets him in a playoff shape.
So I'm not just talking about LeBron. I'm talking about James Harden.
I don't care about them.
When I'm trying to watch a game.
I'm done with the regular season. I don't care about them.
I'm tapped out.
I hear you though. with all these injuries, I need Stakes to be present again, which is the playoffs. So I'm with you. But for all accounts, I'm not going to come back to the playoffs. So
I know.
Watch Giannis. You got superstars playing every day. Watch Joker. Why are you doing that? Watch Luka. Watch Wardell.
I'm going to watch Luka and Wardell tonight.
Watch Damian.
Damian's looking off.
Yeah, but he's been going through a lot. I read, like, in his personal life, he had the injury, but then he done lost, like, cousin, family, friends, because of COVID. Yeah, he looked that up when he
was playing well early in the season, though. Ever since he retweeted that person, someone on Twitter hit him and was like, hey, I have this huge bet on you guys. Like, if you guys finish 10
he bet his house?
Yeah. And he was like, okay, bet, I got you. Ever since Damian Lillard said, okay, bet, he's just been off. Too much pressure for the fam.
Well, hopefully they don't blow this, like, what, 40-point lead.
Are they playing right now? Who are they playing against?
Now they're by 35. The Pacers.
Damn.
So, I mean, he locked this one down. Your Bucks playing. I'm joking. Against your Hornets.
Oh, yeah, I started watching.
You said you want superstars to play.
I did start watching that game.
Yeah, you can't watch Nets games anymore, but at least you got your Hornets back.
I ain't gonna lie. No, I ain't gonna lie. I am upset about that. Because I ain't like you. I don't have the plug. I don't have the MSG STV sign-in code. So, I forgot who the Nets were playing either last night or the night before. And I sat down, got my wand, got all ready. Clicked on it on League Pass.
Blackout alert.
Blackout restrictions. I was like, holy shit. I felt like completely forgot I don't live in Charlotte no more. I was perfectly fine when I couldn't watch the Hornets games. Like, but it's funny, though, because now the Hornets are actually, like, somewhat entertaining to watch. So I'm like, all right, cool, I can watch them play. But, like, I can't watch the Nets or the Knicks unless they're playing on national TV.
Damn, man.
I mean, I got my ways, obviously. But, like, come on. I don't like having to go through all these different sources to get to things.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Mm-mm-mm. You want to see Nets Raptors?
Oh, that's who's playing right now?
Mm-hmm.
No, nah, I'm good.
Watch them tomorrow. They're on NBA TV. The Nets. Your Nets.
Oh, when they're on NBA TV, it blacks it out.
It does?
That's what I'm... Yeah!
Isn't that considered national? But no, then it wouldn't be available at all then. They don't simulcast on YES.
Yes, they do.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, whenever they're on national TV, you can still click on their local streams. Whenever they're on NBA TV, correction, you can still click on their local streams. Yeah.
Sorry, man. They NBA TV'd out. Who knows? We might have cable where we going. They play Thursday, Friday. We might have cable where we going.
On TV? Which TNT, ESPN?
Nah, NBA TV. They might have cable.
Why you do this to me?
Regular season almost over. You ain't missing
even
much.
They have cable. They're not going to have NBA TV. That's like such a...
All right, you got them on ABC this Sunday and then TNT.
Who they play on Sunday?
The Bucks, both times.
Ooh, okay.
Bucks Sunday, Bucks Tuesday, ABC then TNT.
All right, I'm looking forward to that. Sunday's probably going to be more interesting than Tuesday.
God damn. Back-to-back
was trash.
Then they got TNT again against Dallas. I guess everything's a national game from here on out. Good for them.
They got three superstars.
That's true.
NBA need all the ratings. I don't know why they backloaded the schedule so heavy.
I don't either.
Like, all the good matchups have been, like, literally this past week or so. Not just for the Nets, but, like, for all the, like, contended teams.
And did these – there were teams at the beginning that were missing, like, I felt like every night they had something with the COVID restrictions. Were all these made-up games covered already? Don't those still need to happen?
I would assume so.
Thank God. I know Lakers weren't impacted or the Knicks, but like Washington, they were off like for weeks.
Weeks. But they must have gotten it back because it looks like they played enough games to be. But they're not too far behind people.
Right.
I mean, but also I went checking for the Wizards like that when they were going through their losing streak.
I agree. I'm be very transparent with it.
Yeah, because it was like the Wizards got impacted, the Spurs got impacted.
I jumped ship.
They could have made those games up 1,000 times over, and I would have missed all of them.
Yeah, I jumped ship and ain't looked back.
Yeah, fam, no, because the Wizards were hot garbage. I don't know why they were so terrible.
I don't know.
Is there anything else?
Nah. I guess that's it for now.
We do what we could do. We'll get back to you guys on any updates and thoughts we have next week about the NFL draft. Actually, no, we have a guest next week. Yeah, whenever we'll get back to you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
And by then, also by that time, we'll be closer to the play-in, so standings would be a little bit more fleshed out, and we'll have a better idea to have a better discussion about the league and what we're looking forward to the most in the playoffs and the matches we're looking forward to the most in the playoffs, which will be very exciting. I can't wait for the playoffs. they need to do this every year, bro. Have like. This shit like deep in the summer.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Hopefully they keep this around. Because starting the season in December. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, people, as always, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Definitely go subscribe to the YouTube channel. We have the full-length episodes and video clips up there. Full-length audio of all these podcast episodes are available everywhere podcasts are streaming. Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, Cast, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn. Literally every single major podcast streaming platform we are on there. Until next time, it's cooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.